Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. K-E-X-P.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
K-E-X-P. All right.
Hey everybody, I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. Every week we feature exclusive live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, it's the genius jangle brain punk of Francis Quinlan.
Whether or not I have, or was given a little more time, there just doesn't seem to be much room for a reply.
The sooner you start, the greater chance you have of doing something for half your life. I mean, heck, if you start as a baby, you could accomplish this in a year or two. It's a pretty easy equation. Multiply your age now times two, and that's when you can claim this milestone. Francis Quinlan is paying attention to the numbers and is approaching the moment when the tangent line of time spent alive will touch the curve of things she started at half her age. What? How did you derive that? Okay, I'll integrate that into my thinking. Oh boy. Okay, apologies to those of you actual mathematicians. That was just bad joke. Dad joke. It was a bad math dad joke. Anywho, Hopalong's Frances Quinlan recorded her first album, freshman year, at age 19. Actually, there was an EP before that under the name Hopalong Queen Onslis. Considering she admitted to crying when she turned 20 because her time was passing her by, now as she has hit age 34, she can see that magical, instantaneous, infinitely small moment approaching fast. Imagine half your life spent making music. It will quite literally be gone before you know it, but the point is it's fun to think about when taking stock of your life and career. Rewind.
This store's by a sea critter. It's a true story.
That first EP was called Songs of the Sea, Semi-Nautical Themes. After that, according to Rolling Stone, Quinlan recorded and produced Freshman Year and Songs from 2005 in her parents' basement in rural Pennsylvania during a summer break after her freshman year at the Maryland Institute College of Art.
Young couple is kicking air as their burning balloon takes the pair
She re-released those recordings this year on Bandcamp. She did an interview about it on Talkhouse with her old friend and former bandmate Dominic Angelella. Short aside, he plays bass for Lucy Dacus, amongst other things, and his own latest album is called Poison River. She told him a few things. Here are some highlights. Number one, she was heavily influenced by Bright Eyes and was doing handheld recorder found sound all the time. Number two, she loved the idea of the album being a complete story, like a short book, influenced by The Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Number three, she loved Dave Bazan's Pedro the Lion, Belle and Sebastian, and Joanna Newsom's Peach Plum Pear. And finally, D, there's a loud-ass wooden frog. In 2009, there's another EP called Is Something Wrong? And she changed the name to Hopalong. And her brother Mark started playing drums with her for another EP, Wretches, that was followed by the first full band, full length, Get Disowned. Tour with P.S. Eliot, the band that included Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie and Allison Crutchfield of Swearin'. By this point, the buzz was in full effect and Hopalong was signed by Saddle Creek for Painted Shut in 2015. Pretty cool considering she was such a Bright Eyes fan and had first sent them a demo in 2004. I can actually relate. I sent them a demo in 1995 or 96, but back then they were called like Lumberjack Records or something like that. But they did reply, but they just weren't signing anybody, which means my demo probably wasn't that great. Then there was Bark Your Head Off, Dog in 2018. With bandmates doing adult things like moving and spending time with kids, the timing was right to take a turn solo. Well, solo-ish. Everyone from Hopalong actually plays on the record at some point, and Joe Reinhart recorded and co-produced. They embraced making an experimental studio record. Frances still brought in song demos, played on guitar, recorded to her phone. Then they would re-record to a click and add whatever they felt like until the song felt done.
We found the pieces. We counted them.
Frances is a visual artist, a painter, as well as a singer. She talked to Cheryl Waters about making the cover.
For Likewise, you know, I know that for solo artists, the desire generally is to see a photograph. And some of my favorite records are photographs, but I just couldn't be all right with that, with the idea of a photographed portrait of me. And like, what would I do? Would I look cool or something? That's ridiculous. I decided to compromise and do a drawn portrait, so at least my hand would be, I would still be, you know, honestly interpreting myself as honest as I could be anyway. A record that really inspired me was Frank Ocean's Blonde. I love that his head is in his hand and there's that white border around him, and I like the way the font sits. So that was, I kind of borrowed from that a little bit, and as well as Joni Mitchell's Clouds. That painting of hers is beautiful. However, she looks so wise in it. She looks like an oracle. And I knew that that wouldn't quite feel right for me, so I thought I better draw myself looking a bit scared.
Last thing, and then we'll get to the session. Something about all this doing something for half your life stuff reminded us of a quote from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. It's a question from a person resisting getting started on something creative. They say, "But do you know how old I will be by the time I learn to really play the piano, or act, paint, write a decent play?" The answer, of course, is yes, the same age you will be if you don't. So get on with it. For this live session, Frances played four songs from her solo debut, available on Saddle Creek Records. We are more than excited to present Frances Quinlan, right here on Live on KEXP.
The man. exhausted, so you pose the question, are pigeons ever cannibalistic?
You just heard Francis Quinlan with the songs Detroit Lake and Now That I'm Back. Wow.
live on KEXP.
And now that I'm back, here's more of our live session with Frances Quinlan.
My love, in the dream, you were already speaking. I was too shocked to make it one of my tired speeches. Listen, that's a rare thing for me. Sunlight touches on the plants that ring. Yet when I come over, I love that quick delay before your face alights in recognition. I know there is love that doesn't have to do with taking something from somebody.
Searching for my own face. second. Heaven is a 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 second. Heaven is. Thought you summoned horses. Thought you summoned childhood. All the humiliation of having been perfectly understood. If I could observe beyond every open mouth, men always end up telling you the truth. I can see it now, see it now. Every night is a lesson.
Was our live session with Frances Quinlan. You heard the songs Rare Thing and Went to L.A. We'd like to thank her for stopping by. Shout out to KRFP 90.3 in Moscow, Idaho. Listener-supported community radio broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.